everything you need to know about your breasts, sort out the facts from the fiction in today's first article, which brings you the true facts about breasts. After this, we will find out about the miraculous earth, or angel of the earth, which are names for clay, the universal remedy known in traditional medicine for centuries. Next, we have part two of the technique for revealing the true self, Atman. The technique offers a different perspective about the existential state we are in and helps us to understand that when the mind is ready, the sun of the divine consciousness will shine upon it. We meditate today on centering ourselves in the Supreme Self. Your guides today will be Amaris, Tiger Lily, and Valentino.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. True facts about breasts. Even if you think you know everything about breasts, give a listen. You'll find out which statements about breasts are true and which aren't. 1. If your breasts are small when you're 15, they will remain like this forever. Wrong. The final phase of the mammary gland maturation may be reached at around 20, or to be more precise, 4 to 5 years after the first period. Moreover, there are certain natural methods for enlarging the breasts, such as massage with wheat embryo oil, yoga techniques, lovemaking practiced with sexual continence, etc. All these methods will be presented in detail in our site. 2. Breast size is genetically determined. Wrong. There are a lot of factors, except genetic inheritance, which influence the volume of the breasts. It is much more about nutrition, weight, lifestyle, and even about the sports you practice. 3. If you don't wear a bra, then your breasts will fall. Wrong. It is not recommended that women with firm breasts should wear a bra. The only thing they should do is to keep the suppleness and elasticity of the skin through exercises and massage with special creams, lotions, or oils. True that it is better to wear a bra if you have big breasts. Without an adequate sustaining system, your motions can cause micro-traumas. They lead progressively to the sagging of the breasts. This is why you should always wear a bra if your breasts are considered big. 4. Fitness helps to increase your breast size. Wrong. This activity influences only your breast muscle, while the volume is given by the adipose mass. The best it can do is to harden your breasts, like swimming does. 5. If your nipples are inside, then you can't breastfeed. Wrong. In most cases, this abnormality corrects itself during the breastfeeding period. 6. You cannot use the same cream for breasts and for the rest of your body. True. The breasts are very sensitive. By applying a cream that is made for more resistant body parts, actually stain your skin. 7. It is not recommended to sunbathe topless. Wrong. UV rays do not cause tumors or cysts. It is true that the skin is very sensitive and the sun can affect it, as with sunburns, for example. But you can avoid all these by using a protective cream. 8. Women with mammary implants have a limited lifespan. Wrong. The presence of mammary prosthetics do not prevent women from practicing a sport or breastfeeding. However, we don't recommend the prosthetics. It is better to use natural methods for making your breasts beautiful. 9. The breasts are one of the most erogenous body zones. True. Breasts are considered as the third erogenous zone, right after the mind and the genitalia. It is commonly accepted and also a proven fact that nipple stimulation sometimes provokes uterine contractions. 10. It is abnormal for hair to exist around the nipples. Wrong. The presence of a few hairs in this area shouldn't bother you. You can remove them by tweezers. If there's a lot of them, then it means that the person has excessive androgens. A special consultation may be required in this case. Clay, the Miraculous Earth. Miraculous Earth and Angel of the Earth are names denoting clay, a universal remedy known in traditional medicine for centuries. These are only two of the many names specialists use when referring to clay, owing to its numerous qualities in the treatment of a great number of disorders. Clay is certainly not a miracle medicine, but still its effects are incontestable, and it may be considered as a great aid in curing a number of disorders. Therapists sustain that in certain conditions, treatment with clay may give incredible results. Regardless of the type of clay used in treatment, there are qualities of the miraculous earth which are unquestionable. Disinfecting, antiseptic, bactericidal, regenerative, revitalizing, and tonic. It may be said that if such a thing as the intelligence of matter exists, in Alexis Carroll's own words, clay is certainly endowed with it. Clay in therapy and cosmetics. Clay has many beneficial notable effects in the treatment of a wide range of diseases. Moreover, specialists recommend face masks made with clay as effective treatment against wrinkles and acne. We will present to you, in short, the diseases in which the treatment with clay is recommended. In cases of acne, eruptions on the face, wrinkles, and couperosis, we recommend a clay mask. In the morning, clay administered orally, daily. In cases of periodontosis and gingivitis, it is recommended that you brush your teeth with clay paste for a minimum of 3 minutes. In cases of swellings, infections, gangrene, abscesses, furuncles, and contusions, clay cataplasms applied on the plague. In cases of diarrhea, enteritis, colitis, dysentery, clay administered orally, cataplasms on the abdomen for 2 hours, and enemas using clay. In cases of constipation, the treatment is the same as for diarrhea, with the condition that if the treatment does not give results in a short time, it will be interrupted. In cases of gastric and duodenal ulcer or gastritis, we recommend clay administered orally. In cases of kidney diseases, clay administered orally and cold clay cataplasms once or twice a day. In cases of prostate disorders, cataplasms in the anal perineal area once or twice a day, for 1 to 2 hours. Apply warm clay paste inside the rectum, 10 to 20 milliliters in the evening, and keep it until the morning. In cases of hemorrhoids, cold clay cataplasms for 1 or 2 hours in the anal area. Apply warm clay paste inside the rectum as well. In cases of vaginitis or colpitis, vaginal lavage using 3 to 4 spoons of clay in 1 liter of water. Local clay applications for 12 to 24 hours. In cases of intestinal parasitosis, enema using 3 to 4 spoons of clay in 1 liter of lukewarm water, and local cataplasms with clay for 12 to 24 hours. In cases of essential minerals, anemia, premature aging, and states of overall fatigue, we recommend clay administered orally. In cases of rheumatism and arthritis, daily cold cataplasms in acute disorders, and daily warm cataplasm in chronic disorders. For the balance of the endocrine glands, clay administered orally. Using clay masks for your beauty. Make a paste from clay powder, water, and cucumber, or tomato or grape juice. The quantity of juice has to be equal with the quantity of water. Then apply the clay paste in a thin coating on the entire face. Let it dry 15 up to 30 minutes, then remove it with lukewarm water. This treatment, used once a week, cures acne, rashes, couperosis, and wrinkles. Another good recipe is that in which the clay is mixed with olive oil. Things you need to know about clay. If wet, clay interacts with metal objects and recipients, and absorbs the substances and smells from plastic recipients. It is therefore recommended that clay be kept in ceramic or glass recipients. A cure with clay, once begun, must not be interrupted because it releases some successive processes, drainage and revitalization, which must not be interrupted. In the beginning of the cure, this happens also in other kinds of active cures, an apparent aggravation of the disease is obvious. If this should happen, you have to reduce the dosage and come back to the initial dosage very gradually. You may also replace mineral water with tap water purified with clay. Placed in water, clay absorbs odors and chlorine. It destroys most bacteria and adds microelements and minerals to the water. You may find clay in specialized shops in four variants: active white clay, powder or grains, and active pink or red clay with thalassic sediments in the form of powder or grains. The powder is easier to prepare and apply, while the grains maintain the natural qualities of the clay.
A Simple Method for Revealing Your Supreme Self, Part 2. How to perform this technique. In order to perform this simple and effective technique, you will need a mechanical wristwatch. Do not wear it, but fix it at a level in front and at the height of your eyes. Then, in a state of detachment and calmness, stare at the second hand of the watch, without pausing for a moment. At the same time as staring at the second hand of the watch, focus your attention on your inner state. In this manner, you will perform the synthesis of two apparently opposing attitudes, the expression of two opposed tendencies of your mind, an outward attitude expressed by staring at the watch and an inner directed one expressed by the focus on your state of mind. Along with this double focus, we have to focus as well on the idea that I am your name here, and I am here now. I am. So to summarize, I am John Smith and I am here now. I am. Along with this double focus, we have to focus on the idea that I am your name here and I am here now. I am. So in other words, I am John Smith and I am here now. I am. Next, try as much as possible to keep your mind focused only on this idea while following the second hand of the watch in a detached and focused manner. Stay perfectly aware of your person, of your name, and of the place where you are at. The mental repetition of your name should not lead to a superficial identification with the ephemeral I, but instead it should awake in us an awareness of our unitary and divine consciousness. For a better understanding of this technique, we will mention that this idea should not be kept in our minds in an obstinate or egoistic way. Ultimately, the mental focus on the idea of I should become non-verbalized, felt, and perceived intuitively. This exercise requires more than a simple thought about your existence. It requires the awareness of it. Go beyond your thoughts and concepts to a direct, mysterious, and absolute knowledge of your existence. At this point, notice that this revelation is perfectly accessible to us, and due to spiritual intuition, this experience will awaken inside of us something bright, extremely important, and real. This very simple and important technique will help anyone to get a step closer to the revelation of the self and make them discover that it is perfectly possible for each of us to awaken and to reach a real awareness of our own self. Even at this level, we will have different thoughts. Images, feelings, aspirations will keep on coming and going, just as before, but we will perceive simultaneously a different type of perception, just as a witness who takes part, detached and uninvolved from an event. This witness consciousness will become permanent in our lives and will awaken and amplify inside of us a super mental force meant to alter, analyze, and even stop the flow of thoughts, images, and so on. This force is strong enough to catalyze the revelation of the divine self, Atman. Only at this stage we may say that we have a stable inner structure, like an axis of our being, bringing along a real and perfectly aware consciousness of ourselves and of the world. Thus, being detached and preserving this witness consciousness, we may say that we are on the right path that leads to distinguishing between the Supreme Self, Atman, and the illusions of this world.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Let us perform a meditation on the theme of the centering in the Supreme Self. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect of the centering in the Supreme Self. Let us begin.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.